But why were just those two notes added, that B flat and that G? Because they form an interval of the third, a descending interval which mirrors the rising interval of the third in the head mode of which the second violins are playing. Do you hear that ascending third rising, the B flat rising to D? Well, the oxysis is simply the addition of its descending counterpart in the upper voice, B flat falling to G, and a metaphor has been created between this ascending third and this descending third. And so we now have... You hear it? Okay, inversion, fragmentation, oxysis. That's a lot of transformation going on in the short space of four little bars, especially when you know that there are really only two bars almost literally repeated. But the big news is that we still haven't uncovered the most striking and beautiful metaphor of all in these same four bars, and that's to be found in the viola part. Did you know that under all that figurative motion in the violins, the violas are playing this tune? Had you heard that? Probably not, unless you're an experienced listener. Such inner voices are the hardest to perceive, sandwiched in as they are between the sky above and the mud below. But now that you have perceived it, and a fine little line it is. Good tune. Now, are you going to ask, what's it doing there? Where it came from? Or do you sense something inherently relevant about it, a familiar resonance, a family resemblance? If you do, then you have perceived the metaphor, whether you can explain it or not. But that's not your job, it's my job. So I'll explain it, okay.